Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me, please, to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter chapter 1. We began a series some weeks ago entitled Precious in His Sight. Amen. And our main text here in 1 Peter 1, 18, says, "For as much as you know, you were not redeemed with corruptible things." I want you to know what you're not redeemed with. Like silver and gold. Silver and gold is corruptible. It's not permanent. I says, well, diamonds are forever. Actually, they're not. Diamonds can be evaporated. And gold and silver and all the minerals on the planet. But elements down here that money's based on were not valuable enough to buy us, to redeem us. There was only one thing in all the universe that was precious enough, valuable enough to redeem us, to buy us. How many know you've been bought with a price? You and I have been bought and paid for. Come on, somebody say, I've been bought and paid for. Well, what are you worth? What was paid to get you? There wasn't enough gold and silver that could equal your value, according to God. Now, there's people on some streets will kill you for $20. But that's because they have no idea of what's valuable. But God knows what's valuable. Amen. I said, He knows what's valuable. And throughout all the universe, He chose to pay for you and me the biggest price that's ever been paid for anything. Not billions, not trillions, far beyond it. The Bible said in the Psalms, the value of a soul ceases forever. Nobody can pay that price. None of us. But we were redeemed. Back up to the other 18. We were redeemed not by silver and gold from the vain conversation received by tradition from our fathers, but what? But we were redeemed. We have been bought with the precious. Now, precious, that word doesn't really mean to us, I think, what it should in our modern vernacular. The word is translated very costly. So it means extremely expensive and very valuable. The extremely expensive, very valuable blood of Christ. Why was it so expensive? Why so valuable? Because the life is in the blood. Whose life is in His blood? He didn't have an earthly father. Are y'all with me, friends? The very life of God is in His blood. And He shed it and gave it. In fact, the Bible said that's what's on the mercy seat right now is His blood. Or His life. And that blood speaks. What's it saying? It said it speaks better things than Abel's blood spoke when Cain killed him. God says, I hear Abel's blood crying out to me from the ground. It's calling for vengeance. It's calling for justice. But thank God the blood of Christ is not calling for justice. It's calling better things. It's saying innocent, clean, righteous. They're mine. I bought them. I washed them. I cleansed them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the blood is on the mercy seat and it's speaking right now. We've been redeemed with the extremely expensive, very valuable blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, without spot. Listen to the New Century Version, how it says this in verse 18. You know that in the past, you were living in a worthless way. So this whole passage is talking about value and worth. A way passed down from the people who lived before you. You were saved from that useless life. Useless, no value, no worth. Worthless, no worth. But you were bought not with something that ruins like gold and silver. You were bought, verse 19, with the precious blood of Christ, the extremely expensive, very valuable blood. Anybody thankful for that? Yes. Skip over. Let's see, where were you there? 1 Peter 1. Just go to the second chapter. Second chapter and the 9th verse. Again, this is just a few verses from where we were just reading. This all flows together. He's on the same subject. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Now, that's King James. And that word doesn't really communicate. I've heard folk quote that as a justification for being weird. Well, the Bible says God made me peculiar. No, God didn't make you weird. No, honey, no. That word doesn't mean strange or weird. All you got to do is keep it in context of what he's talking about.
Amen.
What was he talking? You know, so many doctrines would have been, wrong doctrines would have been avoided if folks would have read the verse that came before it.
Amen.
And the verse that came after it. Let's don't judge them. Let's just read the verse ourselves before and after. In the Amplified, let me read it like this. Amplified verse 9. You're a chosen race. Somebody say, God chose me. Did he? He picked you out. He knew you before you were born. And he picked you. Man, that'll help you out right there. Somebody say, he picked me. He picked me. Who picked you? The creator of the universe chose you. When, years ago, and I don't have to share this with you, but I will. Years ago, I forget what it was coming up, but I said to the Lord, well, Lord, I followed you. I did follow you. He said, and I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, like he'll speak to anybody if you'll listen. It comes up from your spirit, enlightens your mind. He said, after I chose you and dealt with you how many times and got you, come on, are you listening? Then you chose me. You know what the scripture says? He chose us before we chose him. And he loved us before we loved him. Is that right? And it was only because he chose us and loved us and had mercy on us. I mean, most people in here did not respond and accept him the first time around. A lot of folks, not the 10th time.
Amen.
So yeah, you finally got around to choosing him, but it was after, right? You're a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a dedicated nation, God's own purchased special people. Now that's a vast difference from what we think when we hear peculiar. God's own purchased special people, that you may set forth the wonderful deeds and display the virtues and perfections of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. One of our main reasons for existence is to give him pleasure and give him glory. Is that right? Everybody that sees us should think God is real and God is good. Look at them. Look what he has done for them. To show forth the wonderful deeds of God and display his virtues and perfections. His grace and His mercy of calling us out. Say it out loud. Lord, let everybody see. When they look at me, let them see you. Let them see what you've done. Who you are. How good you are. How great you are. When they see me, let them see you. In Jesus' name. Is that your desire? That'll be the happiest life for us too. He went on to say in verse 10, once you were not a people at all, but now you are God's people. Once you were unpitied, but now you are pitied and have mercy. The CEV says, once you were nobody, now you're God's people. Amen. The Message Bible says, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. I used to be nothing. Now I'm something. Amen. Not because of what I've done, because of what He's done. Amen. The New Living says, once you had no identity as a people, but now you are God's people. Amen. And we, if you haven't been with us, go back and get the previous messages. They'll help you out. We went into some detail about who am I and what am I? What gives me any sense of significance or my identity? And I went over with you as a boy and as a teenager and as a young man, what I saw, how I had found some identity. I was my parents' child and son. I was in our, where we live, there were certain families that there were, you know, numbers of, and I was part of the Moore clan. I'm a Moore boy. And that means things both good and bad, depending on who you talk to. And then later on, I got into sport fighting, and that was part of my identity. And I worked extra jobs, and I got me a hot rod, and I had a fast car and a cool car, and that was part of my identity. And then had a pretty girl. Still got the pretty girl. And that was part of my identity. But we went on to talk about, if you can lose anything that is your identity, it's in the wrong thing. You're on shifting sand. Who are you if you don't have the car? Who are you if you can no longer do that physical activity? Who are you if the pretty girl leaves you? Come on, are you with me? Someone said, well, I'm nothing. Well, that's because your identity was in something it shouldn't have been in to start with.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.